year ago, the News Journal put out this article, One Storm Away from Losing the Blues, and they're right. And so we need to collectively on this board, that base brings in over $6 billion for this county. It's not just in District 2. It's over 45% of our economy. There's no way that it doesn't affect everyone in Escambia County. So this consolidation compatibility utilization study, I want to do all the things that we can in it because I think it's important and we highlight it. And I appreciate the work, Drew, and I don't want to be overcritical, but it's very concerning to me.
Yes, sir.
It was very clear from Mike Kohlers, Commissioner for District 2 in Escambia County's comments, a longtime serving naval captain, 33 years in the Navy, retired, commander of major medical training operation, a nurse. And he says that the compatibility utilization study, that's about, it's a short 240 pages, but it has to do with the base's relationship to the entire community, NAS Pensacola, Corey Field, Corey Station, and what that means for our community. He's concerned. And if he's concerned, I'm concerned. Joining us now, Mike Kohler, District 2 County Commissioner. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm worried. I have always known that this was kind of the thing we should be paying attention to. Post-Sally, $400 million in damage, concern about loss of mission, consolidation, reallocation, schools. There are issues. So you tell me, you tell our listeners, how concerned should we be and what should we be concerned about?
Well, I think we just need to have heightened awareness. Okay, so in my 33 years in the Navy, I was part of the 1993 BRAC, as many of you know, that closed multiple military installations across the United States. At that time, I was stationed in Oak Knoll. The chairman of the Armed Services Committee was a guy named Congressman Ron Dellums. He came to Oak Knoll. We all went down. He said, look, you have nothing to worry about here. We're not closing Alameda. We're not closing Treasure Island. We're not closing the hospital. About 7 months later, the admiral came down and we had an all hands. He said, we got to prepare to close the hospital. So, you know, and then the CONUS study, Navy Hospital Pensacola, it affected multiple healthcare facilities, not just Navy. I was part of that. And when I was director of healthcare business, they brought down a team from BMed. Mo Patton was the CEO. We all sat around and said, oh, this is just a way to improve operations. Well, then about a year later, we're getting rid of the family residence program. We're getting rid of the agreement with the VA. We're getting rid of the ICU. We're getting rid of the ER. Nothing to worry about there. Just hundreds of jobs lost. Just a normal consolidation. So when I got elected, I found about this thing, and I said, oh, man, not another release. Now, that doesn't always mean it's going to happen, but you have to be in the game, and you have to be fighting because other communities will be fighting. And what I'd like to share with you, if you just look over at Santa Rosa for a second, I was stationed out there as lieutenant too. If you go back to 1976, the New York Times article, February 15th, they say Army training will be moving. I mean, Whiting Field training will be moving to Fort Rucker in Alabama. You move forward to basically 1993, Army rejects Navy bid to delay consolidation of helicopter training. If you look in 1993, the Army says, inside the Army, we will be moving, accepting training from Whiting Field. Whiting Field has done a great job to make themselves resilient now. And unfortunately, I was a OIC of the clinic out at the base when we brought 479th on, the Air Force unit. And I was basically there to see how many flight surgeons we needed based on the amount of student through population. 479th, if you look at the history, has moved 8 times in the last 50 years. They are a moving unit. We need to keep them. They bring in a lot of economy to Escambia County. We want to keep them. They're a good neighbor for.
And by the way, in case, because many people don't even know, like you saying that there's an Air Force training element on NAS Pensacola is news to a lot of people. So I'm just wanting to pause to include them and say, yeah, the 479th that trains combat systems officers, backseaters, over on NAS Pensacola is a pretty significant operation. And yes, it's an Air Force training operation at the base. Go ahead. I just want, because I know for a lot of people, they don't know this stuff.
No,
and
you're absolutely
go ahead.
Right. I could talk in military acronyms a little bit. Sorry about that.
I know, it's normal.
You know, and then you look at the other bases like Corey Field, that we've been training crypto there forever. You look at the Navy Hospital. You look at Softly Field that's no longer out there. It's a federal prison camp. But they used to have a pretty robust operation out there.
Right. It's a solar field, and they have inmates now, right?
Yep, solar field and inmates. You got it. So when you say, oh, nothing's changing around here, well, look at NADEPS when we had the 1993 BRAC. That went away. Hundreds of jobs. Now, we brought some stuff in, and that's good. And I, earlier you were talking about the Blue Angels. The Blue Angels is a recruitment tool for the Navy. They do not, they're not part of training, equipping, and supporting the warfighter. That's the mission of the Navy, and we get off track sometimes. So you are absolutely right. Everyone loves the Blue Angels. I love them. I love them until the last 2 days with the traffic going in the back base where I got hundreds of calls for all the citizens out there. But the bottom line is we love them. We want to keep them here. But that's not the mission of NAS Pensacola.
Absolutely. So, and that's the thing, I think, again, because people don't know, okay? Because we, like people like me, haven't done enough of a job of explaining it to folks that, look, the Blue Angels are the thing everybody sees, the thing everybody knows. They have the great planes on the water tower and on the overpasses and all that stuff. But the Blue Angels is a luxury item, a dessert item that we would feel horrible if they lost, and we would lose, you know, tourism dollars there. But the heart of NAS Pensacola is the massive training mission for all of the, you know, the support staff around aviation. That's what NAS Pensacola really means to this economy.
Well, if you even read the compatibility utilization study, they talk about the $6.6 billion that it affected in the economy, the 60,000 students that come through. So it's enlisted aviation training, it's crypto training, it's training naval aviators. It's across the spectrum. And, you know, oh, another thing I think people forget, if you don't remember, we used to have AOCS here, Aviation Officer Candidate School. You know where that went to? Newport, Rhode Island. It got consolidated. Now everyone that goes to officers indoctrination school goes to Newport. So we've lost all kinds of things. The brig's another good example. We used to have a brig on the base. All the brigs now go over to, I believe, Charleston. I mean, I could go on, and I could talk about Navy healthcare, how we've lost multiple. I taught for over a decade for BUMED all over Navy health installations across the globe. And I could literally tell you at least 25 that have either been shut down, decreased, or consolidated. All you have to do is look at Walter Reed that used to be Bethesda Naval Hospital. It's now Army Hospital that's joint. And you know, that's where the president goes. So there's multiple factors here. It's part of a smaller service.
As a layman, okay, when I look at this situation, I think we've known for a long time the schools were a problem. We've known for a long time that hurricane threat and the cost of rebuilding is a problem. We more recently know that the price of housing and the traffic congestion are problems for quality of life. And these are all things that take long-term solutions. Are there other aspects? What do we need to do? And, you know, starting with just this compatibility use study, does the study itself need to be significantly transformed to put our best foot forward to maintain at least what we've got with the Navy?
Well, there's some positive things in the study that highlight government inefficiency. For example, the TPO, where the Gulf Beach Highway, you can go from east to Panama City to Navy and Barrancas, and then you go to Alabama border, and it's a two-lane road. How's that possible? Well, you got to look at the TPO process, even though that's the only road mentioned in the compatibility use study. And, you know, so you got to look at it that. You look at Chiefs Way, that was a pretty easy cleanup, right? You look at the front gate, and you could go into Baptist. The first thing you come off the front gate of the base, you have old Marcellos that's been blight for probably 15 to 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, and the TPO went forward with the design to clean that up. We've done Old Quarry. The schools were just a hit. I thought that was unfair on the study. But here's the change in military mission. It's not just about mission. It's quality of life for family and kids that has totally changed in the last 10 to 15 years. So when you look at different things that would have never probably been considered in the past, they used to joke and say, your mom doesn't come in your sea bag. Well, yeah, your whole family comes in your sea bag, your dog, your sexual orientation, everything comes in it now. And that's all looked into it, and you're competing against a lot of different things that you struggle with on mission readiness. In my opinion, you know, I'm an old timer, you know, I was in a long time, but those things, when you look at, oh, water quality, look at water quality, environmental impacts, which we're doing a lot. We have the White Island project that we're trying to get through the engineering, which will help with resiliency with exactly what you mentioned, Andrew, about hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. The biggest concern for Big Navy is, can we sustain another hurricane and the cost to repair the base? I've talked to a previous CO about that, and he knows this. When the Bison came down, hey, we could, they feel that's a big threat to keeping Michener. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to move it, but it always comes up. Is the Hurricanes worth the cost of doing business in Pensacola? Well, a lot of communities have that. Jacksonville, Corpus Christi, all have those same threat risks, right? Right. So, you know, you got to lobby that you're doing everything you can to sustain that. You know, if we, say we moved to Nebraska or Louisiana, you've got tornadoes, right? So you got to make the right argument. But in my opinion, you look at some of the stuff. So the public works, I don't like the word center of excellence for when, you know, on the cyber training. I thought what they were saying at Chiefs Way, which there were some good ideas to clean up the front gate, put in some lighting. But cyber training is now under the Secretary of the Air Force, and they designate all training under the DOD Directive 5101. And so they could move that base tomorrow on a service line cut. I hope they never would, but the Navy, I don't think, could do anything to say, please stop. You know, and Fort Gordon has a center of excellence in cybersecurity. So you start looking at terminology and how we talk in the military, and you always have to think, is there a threat? And I wish they ever, you know, all of my colleagues would have made comments. If you look at the stakeholders in this, when I first started getting involved in this, and I mentioned this from the dais, there was no one there. They're putting out a study where there's only a handful of people that could affect the whole county. Wow. And I asked for who's been at these minutes and the agenda before. Nothing. Couldn't produce anything. So that was the first concern. Do we have the right visibility? Do we have enough public outcry and opinion? And I didn't believe there was. And that's why I would have never voted for this if it had to come to a vote for the dais. I would have said no. And I think I stated that pretty clearly.
Yeah, you did. And, you know, look, Mike, we have to let you go here in a second. And this is a much bigger conversation. You had told me something briefly when we were getting on the air, right before we came on the air, regarding, for example, the 479th. You've found some information as that's the Air Force training mission here. What did you find out?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get too over the top of my skis, but so someone had texted me, I don't want to mention their name, that they were going to divest some of the planes in the Air Force at 479. Well, last night I was at the opera with an aviator that happened to be sitting next to me, and it is true. But what they're going to do is they're going to integrate simulation training.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to cut any billets down the road, or if it's going to be someone on the Air Force side or the base CO needs to talk about that more thoroughly. But I do believe it's true that there will be some divestation of aircraft. I've been told 21 to 22 planes out there, and it's going to move into a simulation-based training. Those are all things that may be better. I don't know. Maybe worse, right?
Right.
You know, we probably need to ask some questions. But I just found out about that 2 days ago. And Debbie Graham, which works on those. Huh?
No, I was just going to say, and that's kind of the point you're making, is that there are so many facets to the mission at NES Pensacola and Corey and Whiting. And as you say, Whiting has done a really good job over the years of really protecting itself from these threats. NES Pensacola and Corey, just because of a lot of circumstances, are in, I think, a much more vulnerable position. And we need to take that seriously collectively as a county, leadership on down to the ordinary folks. So I just wanted to have you come on to talk about this for a minute, Mike. You and I could talk about non-base related things
can
for another hour.
Just a few but more seconds, Andrew.
I do 10.
I don't want to leave on. Okay. The Admiral Quinn is very involved with the governor on the Defense Health Resiliency Team, and the Emerald Coast Military Institute Resilience Review is working on this. So it's not all doom and gloom, but we all need to be vigilant. That's all I wanted to close on. Thank you.
No, that's all. That's very good information. And I definitely want to see from our commissioner leadership, outside of your voice, a real understanding of the urgency and the significance of this. Mike Kohler, Escambia County Commissioner for District 2. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Great to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again soon, sir.
All right. Have a great day, Andrew.